It's 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's expected to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Their first interaction since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were with World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by Chef Jose Andres. He told Reuters,
"At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself."
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's landed in China to begin a week of bilateral meetings. She told reporters en route the U.S. and China want an economic relationship, but it must be on a level playing field. Her more than 400,000 power outages from West Virginia to Maine, more than a foot of snow possible in New England after heavy rains and damaging storms have moved through the region. And the FBI and LAPD are investigating after someone stole tens of millions of dollars from a secure building on Easter Sunday and got away. There are no suspects. This is ABC News. Some sharp police work nailed a suspected nuisance in Ohio.
Many complaints in Hamilton County, Ohio, about carpenter's nails tossed out of a moving car.
Hundreds of dollars of cost just to me.
Tom Edwards replaced flats.
Thousands for some other folks.
With special paint and ultraviolet lights, as Springfield Detective Sergeant Jeff Hurd.
We got some of those nails from the store. We colored them with the luminescent spray, took them back to the store, said when he comes, sell these nails to him.
Police say Anthony Dyson, who's done it before, is arrested. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Zoos in the path of Monday's total solar eclipse are getting ready to collect data on how animals react to the darkness. Some organizations are asking for help from citizen scientists at John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Curator Dan Hemmen says there is some evidence to suggest an eclipse causes animals to behave differently.
We'll be recording notes into our software that we can track it too.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next outdoor project. Menards carries the largest in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, all grown, sawn, and pressure-treated in the USA. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck and fencing design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Shop our outdoor lumber yard today and save big money on the best quality lumber now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a message. 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving two constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Rhys Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues, you know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111-101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
Obviously, teams play us different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody's best shot. It comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Thursday to you. Best day of the week. And if you're listening to us, I congratulate you if you're at home and listening to us because you have power.
Oh, that's true.
Wow.
I know. We just missed it. Or I just missed it where I live. But yeah.
There are still so many communities without power.
There are. And
holy wow.
Well, it's because the, right, we talked about the wind and the wind hit
well, I
the
told
wires
you the other night,
the
wind knocked a lady down crossing the street here. And I'm not joking about that. The wind knocked her flat.
And the snow was heavy, wet snow.
Oh,
so that gets on those lines and stuff and snap.
I got a buddy. I should give him a call. Big Kaz. You met Kaz. He gave you bear meat.
He's a good guy.
He spent his entire life as a lineman. And they would go to like Iowa when there were tornadoes and all the different places. And
like up in the bucket.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Not for me. Not for me. You know, I saw a thing one time. I think it was for, it must have been for power line guys or telephone guys. Kind of the same thing. How they would practice getting used to being up on those things. They would have to have their practice thing, and they'd have the poles, and they'd climb up, and they'd play catch with a basketball. And if you dropped it, you know, obviously, if you, you had to climb back down, get it, climb back up, throw it to the next guy, climb back. So you do that like 50 times a day, and that's what they would do to kind of get them used to being up there and everything.
Wow, and not drop stuff.
And that is a true story, because my father was a lineman for the railroad.
Oh, you're kidding!
So besides doing that, when he'd go out and have a few, there was always a pole outside the bar. And so after having, you know, drinks all night, he'd have a race with guys going up the pole.
Wow, that sounds fairly safe.
Exactly. You could turn that into
made a few bucks out of bed.
I'm sure OSHA had no problems with that.
Monetize that one. That's awesome.
Oh, I give those guys credit. I got a buddy. He was a lineman like out west, and the poles were so high, they would put him down on a cable from a helicopter and drop him to the thing. Now, how can people say everybody's created equal?
No, you're right. Right. Oh my God.
That ain't equal.
No.
That ain't what I could do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, we're not there yet with restoring power. And you know,
no,
it's
there's
kind
of a
weird.
Lot
this
of
is
communities around here that are still without power. I had two things canceled yesterday in Ashwaubenon, and both of them said, I've got no power at my house. Yeah.
Don't we have to, you know, all this infrastructure money we spend, shouldn't we just be burying these? Just burying all the wires? You know what I mean? Like, John, because the trees knock over the wires. And to bury cables, the city looks cleaner, and I think it's safer. I don't know. It probably costs a lot of money, but what doesn't? Anyway, it's, yeah.
I don't know.
They got to get going on it,
though. That's not a good idea, but I think maybe they should have come up with that, like, a long time ago. like Edison should have been like, one last thing, bury the lines.
Oh, man.
You know what that's going to cost?
Dude, come on. Dude.
Yeah, we'll bury them, Tom. Sure we will.
Anyway, yes, that's we're very grateful for.
No question, man. All the respect of the world for the people that go up and fix those wires.
Yeah,
and that's a job I could never do for one day of my life.
But that would be I always talk about Americans, but you know, just people in general. We take so many things for granted.
Yeah.
We just do. And it just, people say, you know, your gratitude list that you should do every morning. But, you know, people are all into certain things. It's like, what about the bigger things like clean water? You know, electricity. We just, and when it's gone, we just don't know what to do.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do because I don't have a fireplace. You know what I mean? I saw a couple of stories on the news this morning. You know, people are, you know, loading up their fireplaces to at least keep some heat. The good thing is, though, it's above 32.
Right.
Or above zero Celsius. I got some crap from people on that one yesterday. How did you not know?
That's sixth grade.
That was literally, I think somebody said that exactly. That was like day two of sixth grade science.
Yeah.
I know.
We
should. I don't know what I was thinking of.
When you and I were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Was the same period of time where there was a huge push for Americans to go to the metric. Remember that?
Yeah, sure
and
do.
There was a guy from Two Rivers. I'm not kidding you. He was on the Today Show.
Okay.
He wrote a book. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal in our city where we grew up in about how easy it is. And I don't know if it was Congress or something.
Just didn't take.
We're gonna go our own.
And but you know what I hate about the whole thing is that I still, to this day, in track and field, everything to me was the 1 mile run and the quarter mile and the 100 yard dash.
Yeah.
So I still right now, if somebody says, well, he ran 11.3 meters.
Right.
Is that good?
How
fast is that compared to what I grew up with? What I know.
Because
they said Travis Williams ran a 9.5 hundred yard dash, which was like super fast back in the day. What is that compatible to now in metrics? I still don't know.
But I don't. Here's the problem with the metric system. It's not the problem. It is super, super easy because everything is
makes
tense.
It's
like learning a new language. You're better off with full immersion than trying to say, okay,
yeah,
this means
time.
That.
Yeah, I agree. Converting it.
Yeah, if you convert it in your head, well, this is 32, that's zero, so 36 is going to be. You just discount that and learn it. And in sixth grade, you know, we're still learning pretty well, Dom.
Well, it's like kids, like my granddaughters, I think, can speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I started in nursery school.
Right.
Yeah. But so, us, we're way past that age. I still don't even know what a liter is. What's the difference between a fifth and a liter? If you buy a bottle of Kessler's, what are you buying?
A bottle.
Is that a
fifth
anymore? You know what I mean?
I look at the price.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I hope we're not giving up on the metric system because we're kind of alone on that.
I think it's over. We'll never go there.
Fifty years ago, there was a huge push.
I remember it.
You would have been pretty young, but I just remember my mom was so proud of Mr. I forgot. I can't even think of the guy's name. I was on the Today Show. We all had to sit around and watch it, and he wrote a book about how easy it would be to convert, and this is the time to do it, and it made a lot of sense. And you know, we don't really like change. Like the long jump, it's all done in meters.
I don't like
how far
that.
Did she
exactly.
jump? Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
But we're, Johnny, we're a very small part of the world. I mean, if they say there's, you know, what's, I don't know, a few years ago, 7.4 billion people, we're the 0.4.
Man.
You know, we spend a lot of money and consume a lot of resources. But I don't know. I think we should have played ball with that. I do.
Yeah, I don't. All right.
You would have got it right.
No, I know.
Anyway, yes.
All right.
Did not have metric system on our agenda today.
Am I an old guy
today.
Trying to look young wearing my Metallica shirt today?
I know, and black.
I like it.
Oh,
I think it makes you look really hip.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like it.
Don't,
Jim.
Don't
he does.
Feed him on.
I love that.
Hip Jim. Maybe you could use a little hipness. Think about it. Wear another jacket you stole from City Hall?
No, this is MCW.
Yeah, whoever you stole it from.
No, I bought it.
Today is Hug a News Person Day.
Now, come on. Who came up with that?
Todd.
There's a couple I'd like to.
You should have come back. Burrito Day. Big fan. You know what? I don't like tamales. Tamales are nothing.
I would say like them, but I wouldn't order that.
Why would you order a tamale?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like
Todd
ordering ice.
They're okay. They wouldn't be my first choice to order.
No.
Yeah.
So if it's burrito day, do you have a favorite? I mean, I like that place that used
seafood.
To be Los.
Oh, shrimp burritos? Seafood burritos?
I was wondering if you had a place, though. But you're just talking about the type of burrito.
Yeah.
Those can be, some of those places you go to, those are huge.
Oh, my gosh. Or the chimichanga. I'm a big fan of the chimichanga.
Yeah, that's all good.
I think we've got some good Mexican restaurants around here.
Oh, do we?
I really do.
I do.
I think we've got good restaurants, period, around here.
But we have some good Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
They are.
My favorite one when I worked in Tucson We used to go into this one neighborhood that's kind of the barrio, okay? And this lady would sell it right out of her. She'd take her front window out of her house, and that's where you buy it. It is a paper plate, and it was $1 for two tacos, a burrito, refried beans, and a Pepsi. That's all they had was Pepsi, okay? $1.
Wow.
And we'd literally go eat it on the hood of our cars, and it was like the best Mexican food you'll ever taste in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, ever. She made it right there in her living room.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that in and of itself is a great marketing thing.
Like
taking the window out so you know it's home cooked. You know, there's a lot there.
It smelled phenomenal, yeah, you know, when you walked up. It's incredible. Robert Downey Jr., 59. He's an Academy Oscar winner this year, right? Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
David Blaine, is that the magician?
He is a magician.
Okay.
Kind of a crazy one, right?
Yeah. And then Craig T. Nelson is 80, who, of course, was Coach and also played the head coach in what movie? What classic movie? High school football movie.
High school football movie.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of high school a little bit, where all the guys wore their Letterman jackets. It's kind of a blue-collar area in Pennsylvania.
The only high school it would be Grease.
All the Right Moves.
Huh?
All the Right Moves. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise. Remember?
I told you I'm not a movie guy, but okay,
well,
sure.
See that one? That was your era.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So
all right.
Missed it.
That's like one of my all-time football movies.
Studying the metric system.
Never saw that one. Okay. All right. Well, whatever. So hug your news person today. If you see a news person today, folks, give them a nice little snuggle up. You might be arrested, though, too, depending on
get permission.
Definitely ask permission first.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway.
I won't ask you who you would hug. We will leave that alone.
I think it'd be Jarts.
There you go.
We got some great guests coming in at 7:30. Talk about this great guest, Todd.
Eric Brundage. In fact, when Lisa Malik and Malene Wells were in earlier this week from Local 5 Live, they're like, you've got to get this guy in. Comes to Green Bay, tries out for the Packers, Blizzard, all that, football player. Doesn't get there, but decides to stick around and open his own brand business. And it's called Life Love Incorporated. And not so much the business part of it, but just his thought process on life is really inspiring. He's just really inspiring. So I think that's going to be a good conversation.
I like it. A lot.
What I think is really cool about that story, he came into 2016, but they asked him, why did you stay? Because, people who come here and for a reason and either lose the job or don't make the team.
Well, what's this with the Packers? Usually it's the guys that have built a name. You know, they've been veterans. They kind of know the name. Right. But for somebody that doesn't make it to stay is the unique story here.
But he says, they quote him. He says, I like it here. There's no skyscrapers. Everybody knows each other and no high traffic. It's a close community and everybody knows each other. It hasn't got a parking ticket yet.
Nor have his customers. That too shall come.
Yes, that'd be fun to talk to him. And he's an entrepreneur. We always
love it. Absolutely love that. And then also at 8 o'clock, Babs Smith. Talk a little bit about Babs.
So everybody in the area apparently is now doing game shows because Babs was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. I don't think she won, but she did rather well. The other thing that's interesting about her is that she kayaks all over the place and kind of blogs about it, tells her story.
I want a kayak. Let's kayak this summer.
Kayaks are cool.
Yeah, I want a kayak.
Go down the locks? Is that what you're thinking there, Jim?
No. We'll just kayak here right along the river. There's kayak stands here. We put those in.
Okay.
And you get down the East River.
Oh, the East River.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Fox.
Well, you can go out here and get on right behind Hagemeister. There's a kayak launch.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. And then you just take it around the bay.
It seems like there'd be too many, speedboats on the Fox.
No,
then
you stay closer to the shore. And then you go right up the river by Georgia Pacific.
I don't know.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am. Time still delivered. I'm yours.
Hey, welcome back. Fighter the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Once again, we hope you have power at your house. So many power lines were down. We got those pictures. Big Wayne sent us some pictures yesterday, huh, Todd?
Yes.
Trees down in his, on his farm.
He just
there.
Missed his buildings, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that could have wiped out his whole colony of bees.
Right? Because
and his chickens and my goat.
But those bees, like, they're in the at the right temperature and everything, right?
I know.
So, that would have been a disaster.
I mean, that was a huge tree I saw that was down in his yard. You know what I've always said I would do if I was a politician? If I was mayor?
Yeah. Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah. But. You know? I'm going to tell you.
I did it for a long time, John.
I'd have a truck, and I'd have a big trailer attached to it, you know, hauling trailer, uh-huh. All right, and a chainsaw. And I'd go around, and I'd go around and say, hey, you want me to cut that up for you? Well, sure, Mr. Mayor. No, let me get it. And I'd cut up their trees for them, haul it away. That's what I'd do if I was mayor.
Well, we call that DPW, you know, with Department of Public Works.
I'd beat them to it.
$20 million budget or more than that.
I'd be there showing my constituents. I'm cutting trees for them.
Johnny,
I'd be,
hey,
you want this split? You want this split? Well, I do have a fireplace. You know what? I'll split it for you. I'll dry it out. I'll bring it back.
That would be a vote getter.
There you go.
I mean, that's customer service to the nth degree.
That's what I would do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I did do that day with the department, and I went and picked up garbage and worked with the fire department, 24 hours with the police department. And so that was cool, because when I was picking up people's garbage, you're like, what? And
I would love to
have been a
trash man back in the day.
No.
Now,
have to pick the stuff up. Now it's automatic.
I would have done it when it was by hand. I would love
that. That's what
it was. But there's so much cool stuff you could take.
No.
Oh, my God. I used to
drive. It's garbage.
Oh, no, it's not, Jim. I used to drive around on, like, Wednesday nights, because like Thursday was garbage day, and there were times I took stuff from people.
With a beat up pickup truck.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That comes through our neighborhood.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I did. I got some cool stuff. I got such cool furniture that I redid that was great.
There's laws against hoarding. Where'd you put all the stuff?
In my garage.
Okay. Nothing was outside?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Some people, they go around and, oh, yeah, there's one more thing, and then they see a desk, and then they see chairs and a sofa, and then it's all outside, and then the neighbors call, and they're like, hey, look, you know, outdoor storage, can't allow that. And
no.
So if you managed it, which, I hope you did.
Oh, that, I came home with a lot of cool stuff.
I think you did. I'm just saying, and it was not visible to people in the neighborhood.
Okay, no.
Cool. Here's John driving down the street.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Exactly. With the sign, Mino and whatever.
Mino and son, right?
I would do it. Yeah, I'd take Dom with me.
Yeah, Dom would be sitting there.
He'd be all over
reading the Bible. Like, we got to get out of this thing.
No,
so.
I'm telling you, I love those things. There's so much good stuff people throw out.
Oh, that's
Let me tell you something. If they throw, if they throw old furniture, and I'm going to tell you why.
No, I agree.
Can I tell you why?
Yep.
Because if you find stuff that's like 100 years old, and it might have like a veneer on it. You take that veneer off, okay? You just got a big, firm putty knife. You take that veneer off, and 90% of the time, it's going to be oak underneath that. Because oak used to be considered just kind of almost like a
pine.
There was so much of it that they would cover up oak with veneer.
Which is,
you take that off, and you got beautiful virgin oak.
That's
I'm
cool.
I'm telling you.
Doesn't that take forever, though? To
no, not me. I get right on it.
That would be a couple year project.
Yeah,
a
couple maybe, yeah. But still.
No,
they're good projects.
You people.
You should see this bike I got out of the garbage one time. It was phenomenal. It's from like the 1940s. Okay. And it was one of those old ones with the tank type thing on it and everything like that. And I had my buddy Dale from Shawano, I think it was, redid it for me. Or no. It was the guys from, they ran a place in Pulaski. Mm-hmm. Power store or something. I can't remember the name of them. Because they were going to fix up my GTO that I had. And they've made this a 67 GTO. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, what kind of condition was it when you got it? That's okay.
It was a little rough.
But
this bike, he restored it. It was beautiful. We did it at my one of our summer bashes type thing. Mm-hmm. It was our tattoo and welding or branding party we had. But anyway, it went for like $1,000.
Oh, now that's cool.
Yes.
You took it out of the junk and sold it for $1,000?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, now that's a good story.
Yes.
I just don't want something that stuff gets accumulated and people don't have the I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
I've stopped a couple times at people's house and even offer money for, I've got some old, those old, if people had moved over here to, you know, Ellis Island, you know, with their trunks. I bet I picked up 3 or 4 trunks over the years.
Where they move the stuff?
Where they'd be throwing them away type of thing. You know, the trunks, the big old trunks you see like in Titanic.
Right. But
I bet I gotten 3 or 4 of those over the years.
Do you have any that are curved on the top?
I did, yeah.
Those were the rich people because.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Well, because
I don't like those as much because I always wanted to use them as like tables and you can't use those as tables.
No, but they did that because those, they never got stacked on because they were.
Oh, they were kind of like
that half circle. So they always got the top.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So that's what you, those are worth something.
Those are worth more.
Yeah,
huh?
They are.
Okay.
Anyway.
But no, I've gotten a lot of cool stuff.
But I don't want one for like for my birthday or anything. I don't want any stuff in my. Yeah, I'm positive.
I could drive around one night and get you something.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm just saying.
I just want to make it clear right now, 6:26, I do not
want. You don't want it.
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. A card is fine.
All right. All right.
Though that is a cool thing to do, and there.
Oh, I love it.
I will say this though, because
you're helping the environment. That's why I did it.
Yeah, you don't want to landfill that stuff. But I even in my neighborhood, I live in an older neighborhood, but especially when people move, boy, do they put the nice stuff.
I know, right?
That's when you can really.
That's exactly what I mean.
I can see that.
That's why I wish I had like a warehouse just to store all my cool stuff.
Yes, I would like to get a warehouse.
You've got one. Your garage is basically a warehouse.
It's not.
That's like a 6-car garage.
Oh, John, don't say that. It's a garage. It's a garage that I have. I don't have enough stuff in there. My neighbor's garage, which is.
Let me move in. There'll be stuff.
Kayaks. He's got motorcycles. He is a retired pilot, and he likes to. Is that called tinkering? Okay.
I'm a tinkerer.
Okay. I didn't want to be like disrespectful.
Yeah.
And he's always doing something.
Yeah.
And he had this kayak that he made it or restored it. Maybe it was restored. And it is like. Awesome. It's the wood. It's like that veneer off, but down to the wood. And it's, I don't know if you put it in the water, but it's really a beautiful kayak. So anyway, sailboats, he's got more stuff in that garage, but he's always working
I had donated to me a beautiful, beautiful old wooden boat from like the 40s.
Wow.
And some people like stole it on me. I was going to, I swear to God, true story. It was like stolen on me. Some other people, they knew where it was stored or something. I think they took it and I don't know whatever happened to it. Yeah. I even had a name for it. They named it for my radio show, The Fossil.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was beautiful. I was going to
restore
this. You
didn't live in a neighborhood with Neighborhood Watch?
Well, I had somebody else storing it for me.
Oh.
And then he wanted to get it moved. And, and somebody else, well, I'll take it and store it. And then they redid it or something. And I don't know whatever happened to it. It was beautiful boat. I had a little skipper's hat. Lady got me little captain hats.
I was thinking about you, John, over the weekend because I saw an episode of a TV show, and it's one of those home improvement shows.
Yeah.
But the guy took a part of the USS Constitution, the ship.
Yeah.
And they actually found a piece of it that had been replaced later down there, and he turned it into a table, like a big, huge dining room table.
Nice.
And there was a curve in this particular part of it, and he used the curves for the legs.
Oh.
And it was, and I'm thinking John would
that's
do something
me.
Like
that.
That's
me. That's me. That's cool.
Have you ever seen the table? You know the lobby of the apartment complex here? Have you ever been in the lobby? Have you ever seen the table in the sitting room like?
No, I don't think so.
It's a wing, part of a wing of a plane from the 1940s.
That's cool.
Yeah.
In this building?
Yes. It's really cool. Really cool. Yeah, I like stuff like that.
I've walked by it 100 times.
When I get my welding degree, look out. I'm all over it.
Okay.
I'm telling you. You watch.
All right.
Mind on the Mirror. We got some great guests coming up. Stay with us. And another chance to win Brewer tickets for Sunday's game against Seattle. Brewers got knocked off yesterday, but playing well, 4-1 of the season, and we get some more tickets. And the way you're not going to win them is, are you smarter than a washed-up sportscaster? Back after this. You
feel all right when you hear the music ring. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's expected to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Their first interaction since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were with World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by Chef Jose Andres. He told Reuters,
"At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself."
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's landed in China to begin a week of bilateral meetings. She told reporters en route the U.S. and China want an economic relationship, but it must be on a level playing field. Her more than 400,000 power outages from West Virginia to Maine, more than a foot of snow possible in New England after heavy rains and damaging storms have moved through the region. And the FBI and LAPD are investigating after someone stole tens of millions of dollars from a secure building on Easter Sunday and got away. There are no suspects. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is staying out of the dispute over which district map should be used if Assembly Speaker Robin Voss faces a recall election this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission had asked the High Court for a ruling. A recall Voss group is trying again after coming up short this spring. The WEC has a week to decide what to do. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin and is a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street,
this is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Take
take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a great, well, it's not a great Thursday morning, but it's Thursday, which is great. 36 degrees across the board in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. Looked like Saturday is going to be a really nice day.
Yeah, we get this. I think that storm was it.
Yeah, maybe that's it for like the year now. Got that one out. Thinking, yeah. Yes.
But as we talked about a few minutes ago, there were 80,000 people in Wisconsin without power.
I know. And the UP got hit really hard,
and
too.
And some people don't have it back yet.
They still don't have it back. I mean, that's tragic. I mean,
that's kind of weird, like, you know, 2024 that we're, but I that's just the way it is, right? We just rely on things that.
But what do you do? Like, okay, so yeah, your food in your freezer, what do you do?
Yeah. And you see that, those commercials on, you know, 2 a.m. about generators?
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
I
don't have one, but.
Okay.
Yeah. If I lived out in the country, I would.
Yeah. I don't know what you would do. I just, no lights, no.
That's what I mean.
And then your hot water's gone too, right? Because you got the hot water heater, or would that?
Yeah, I would imagine, right? So you can't take a shower?
Wow. Well, it'd be a cold shower, but yeah.
Anyway, Is a hot water tank plugged in, Todd?
Isn't that electrical?
Well, it's gas.
Some are electric, some are gas.
Yeah. But if it's gas, it would still work, right? Somebody help us out, people. We don't know.
I would think
like
so.
This.
What are the 80,000 people without power? Call us. I'm sure that's their top priority.
Yeah.
If you live out in the country and you have a well, then your well pump may not run.
Ah.
So you have to keep that in mind with a hot water heater.
Ah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't think that. Have we ever lost power? I just got to think about that.
Well, everybody's lost power, sure.
Not where you just wake up and the clock's not working. I'm not talking about like a long power outage. Have you been out of power?
A few days? No, I never have.
Me either.
You touch?
In 78, there was a huge ice storm. I remember that because we were stuck and didn't have power for a week.
Oh, the winter of 78?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Arizona.
Oh, I see.
Feeling for
my
you.
Dorm was fine.
You know, I wonder when they see this on the news, do they care? You know, because it's like, well, yeah, at least this is some terrible weather we're going through, and people in Arizona are like, that's why do they live there?
One of the things, though, too, when your power's out like that, it's funny how, well, like we were saying, I can't eat. My food is going to spoil.
Right.
I can't cook. I can't blow dry my hair.
Right. We're not resourceful.
Exactly.
I mentioned this to you once before, but my mom.
Not that blow drying your hair should probably be a priority, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, John, that just came out because that would be important to you.
Back in the day. Back
that'd
in the day.
Be important to you.
Yes.
That'd
back in the day. You, but, yes.
Okay.
Did you blow dry your hair back?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Really?
Of course. Oh my gosh. You don't believe me. I used to have extremely curly hair.
Yeah, no, I.
You don't believe that.
Well, I don't. Don't show me pictures or anything. I'll believe you.
Are you sure? I'd love to see it.
I could find pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, you know what? I brought back an old yearbook. I'll show you a quick picture. I brought back an old yearbook, and it had a picture of me at basically prom. It's kind of blurry when I took it. But this is what a really hot guy wore in 1975.
Plaid.
What about it? Plaid sport coat, white bow tie.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's kind of blurry. I'd have to take a shot.
Oh. Oh, my. I just saw the tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The jacket's cool.
Yeah.
That jacket is kind of cool.
It's very plaid.
Rodney Dangerfield.
And those pants were yellow.
A huge bow tie. It's as big as your head.
Yeah. The belt is white. The pants are yellow. The shirt is
yellow.
Dark brown. And the sport coat is yellow and brown and
John,
blue.
Yellow pants were never in.
Yeah, they were.
Of course they were.
Not
yes,
yellow.
They were.
Oh. Yes, they were.
White. Not yellow.
Yes.
I'm going to go look on like Sears or JCPenney and I'll come up with some photos.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But because the bow tie is so big and the plaid jacket, it looks a little like a clown outfit.
Yes, yeah, it does. I'm looking at that. I agree.
Do you have those big shoes?
Yeah. Oh, I was almost 6 foot tall in those shoes. I'm telling you. Those are like 3-inch heels.
I was thinking the shoes that are like a foot and a half long.
Oh, they were two-toned. They were like brown and white.
Oh, those are cool shoes, though.
That was big back then.
Saddle shoes?
Yeah.
Those are happening.
Those were big back in those days.
Those are still pretty popular.
And white belts stayed popular for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know about
I'm
that.
Telling you. That,
I had
you know
a white
what?
Belt. But...
If guys could go back into different eras, guys, text me on this one. Or the ladies, because you'd be like, yeah, that was a hot look for guys. guys in like the 70s, when they came out with leisure suits, was the greatest thing ever made.
No,
guys wish cheap. Leisure suits had there it is.
Oh,
look
God,
at this.
Cheap.
Todd just shows up. No, it's not. That look was those. That. You know what? That's Bob Greasy. That's Gale Sayers, Bob Greasy, and Tom Seaver.
Really?
Yes. Isn't it, Todd?
Not sure.
In that ad. And that not was for JCPenney's, I believe, because there's also the Johnny Miller collection from JCPenney's. Look at the Gale Sayers bright yellow sport coat.
Yeah, I see the coat. I see the pants, too, and they're
yes,
tan.
All
and
plaid.
Then, yeah, plaid.
Yes.
Plaid was... Plaid's cool. You know, if you are asking people to text in for the best era of clothes,
yeah.
And you're saying the 70s with
the leisure suit,
with those
guys loved leisure
plastic
suits.
Leisure suits. No, those weren't. They people
oh
like people warm because it was the thing, but there was nothing cooler than like you know the late 20s. Just that, you know, just
the late 20s.
The vests.
How do you know about this late? What are you the late 20s?
You know, just. Just everybody was in suits, three-piece suits, and just the bowl hats.
Okay, how about let's move to the modern era. How about just post-World War II?
Okay.
And we'll go from there. Guys, leisure suits were one of the greatest things for guys because they were so easy. You didn't have to wear a tie. You could have your collar out. I'm telling you, the leisure suit era, guys... Wish the leisure suit had never gone away.
No.
Yeah.
That is not a true statement.
It'd be like the women with pantsuits. They always still wish pantsuits were around. It just says, just thinking of Saturday Night Live. Ooh la la, Tina from Green Bay. Yes. Okay, got this one. If your power goes out and you're on municipal water, your water will still work. But gas water heaters still need electricity to turn on and ignite. So you won't have hot water. You will have cold water.
I'm on municipal water. So, wow. Okay.
So you would not have hot water.
Right.
Wow. Got this one. John had the leisure suits. We had parachute pants. Both were bad ideas, Scotty. Yeah, I was never a fan of them. You know,
is he talking about bell bottoms?
No. Don't you remember the parachute pants? They're like made out of parachute material.
Like nylon, right?
Yeah. Silky almost.
Yep.
Yes.
We didn't have those.
Well, that was about 83, 84, 85. Because I had those in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you wear them?
I think I got them for Christmas, and I wore them once.
Oh.
It was the last time that happened.
You know, I was at Kohl's the other day, and you know what seems to be making a comeback? Something else. I never wore it. I was like the only kid in my class that never wore bibs. Did you ever wear bibs?
Yeah, they're kind of coming back.
They're coming back. Did you wear bibs?
No. That's at Oshkosh Bagosh. Those striped ones are just...
Well, just in general.
In general. Bibs?
Just
no.
In general.
No, this wasn't that like... Okay, no.
I never would. Did you, Todd? I don't know if that was your era, was it?
That would be like more 90s. I mean, there was a time in the
90s. My time in the 70s, they had them, and then they made a comeback again, and then they went away again.
In the 90s, you would wear it with one strap up, but one
would
hang down.
Yeah, that's right, because you were gangsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this one did not like the leisure suits and hated the white belt with white shoes look. Yeah. Okay, in retrospect, you're saying that, but at the time... It was kind of hot. I'm just being honest. My dream, you know what I was wondering?
But
I want to have a denim leisure suit.
Yeah,
denim. Let me tell you what was the hot look.
No,
denim leisure suit. Dingo boots. Remember dingo boots? The open
shirt.
Is this
a platform? Is that?
No,
is
they're just dingo boots. Joe Namath used to. Joe Namath and O.J. Simpson used to advertise them. Dingo boots. They're really big. And but the denim. Leisure suit with like the paisley kind of thing with the thing open and like a chain around your neck.
Yeah.
You were cool if you had that look.
Yeah. I will say paisley was cool.
I wore a lot of paisley.
So did I.
I got
paisley
be
was cool. I don't that the yellow pants thing. I'm not there yet. I have to think about that.
There were a lot of yellow pants back in my day.
I had a white belt.
A lot.
Yeah.
And the white belt that just
that was very popular. And I agree with whoever just sent that in.
I embarrassingly wore one for my graduation picture in 1976. My kids like to laugh at me now. But I bet you looked good.
And you were the man.
I bet you looked good.
Yeah.
I bet chicks were digging you.
Right.
Chicks dug guys in leisure suits in those days. Quick poll, guys. True? Or ladies. True. Quick poll. Did you dig guys in leisure suits back in those days?
They had no
yes
choice.
Or no?
Because
they looked
them.
Good.
Well, now, who didn't wear a leisure suit? It was inexpensive. It was easy. No ties.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, yeah, they wore them because it was the thing to wear.
And you're casual. You didn't feel like you had this tie on. I hate wearing ties.
You would wear a leisure suit today?
Today?
Yeah. When?
I would wear a leisure suit in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I'd rather wear a leisure suit than a regular suit.
I don't think they
guys just felt good in them.
No.
You look good in them. You felt good in them. If you feel good, you know you look good, and you're going to have a good day.
At home. Dress for success in a leisure suit.
Is dress for success.
I don't see it. I don't see it. But okay, yes.
Todd, is the phone not working?
The texts are coming in. Yeah, so far, sure it's 100% no on guys in leisure suits.
Okay, John.
Well,
phones are working fine.
Have some of the women start texting in then, and they'll tell you they dug guys in leisure suits.
Yeah.
It was a good look, Jim. Guys loved it. Because you'd have these guys that were like, you know, they worked in the mines and they do whatever. And they don't want to go to a wedding reception with a tie and the coat and the whole thing. And you
but that
sweat,
looks so much
and you
better.
Got sweat running down your face. Then you got to take that off. Then the guys sweat right through their shirts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We wore corduroy leisure suits. I had one.
So did I.
I had a corduroy leisure suit.
I had a sport.
Yep.
That was leisure. It was corduroy. I did have that.
You could not sneak up on anybody wearing corduroy pants.
Oh my God.
Zip yeah. As you're walking down the hall.
You know what's only that was bad when we were in church. We used to have to go to communion.
Yeah.
And you'd be walking the whole way. The only thing worse. What did you guys wear on your feet in the winter? When you were, let's say, you're in sixth grade. We didn't use the word galoshes.
Yeah,
rubbers, boots. We just wore boots.
Well, boots, rubbers, yeah, galoshes, yeah, whatever.
Okay,
sure.
But were they the kind that had the buckles or the zipper? Did you have those big things?
John, that was a long,
I
long
used to
time
hate
ago.
It so much. You'd be walking back from communion, and you got those buckles clicking the whole way you're walking back.
Oh, my God.
Impossible to try to look cool walking past that cute girl in the pew when your buckles are rattling walking back from communion.
We had those, though.
Trust me.
We did. That's funny. I haven't thought about those in 50 years.
Yes.
That's funny.
Weren't they the worst?
That's a great band name, The Rattling Buckles.
The Rattling Buckles. The greatest day of your life when you're that age was like around this time of year and the snow's gone and you didn't have to wear boots to school.
Yeah.
That was like the greatest time ever.
Yeah.
Yes. John, where are their mines around this area? No leisure suits. Okay. Oh, where are their mines? Talking about worked in the mine. Oh, there were leisure suits around here. I saw a picture. There's a very famous picture of Bart Starr in a leisure suit, and I think he was even coaching during one of the games. Bart Starr wore leisure suits. What more do I have to say?
Well,
Bart Starr wore leisure suits.
Probably donated. I don't know, John.
No, I'm telling you.
I think the reason we wore leisure suits was there wasn't anything else to wear.
But
I don't think
good.
We like
they
I
were
can't.
Comfortable. You felt good in it. You felt, you know, like you're looking kind of hot.
Well, you had maybe that chest hair, and some of us just.
Well, I didn't have chest hair, and I still don't.
Oh, because sometimes those guys were, you know.
Yeah, I know. They'd have an extra button open.
Extra button open and
mustache.
Yeah. Mustache.
And I never understood
and
that
a little,
one.
And a little.
I never understood that one thing. The guys wear the chain and some little symbol, some weird little, looked like a tail of something. Remember those?
Mm.
What were those? Remember there was just, it's just like this, just kind of like a little design.
Maybe
it's like, what was that?
That was your gangsta.
Gangsta. Nagani hoodlums.
Hey, they just, totally different.
Todd, you sure that's working? Because you still got
it. It's still 100%.
Not one person has gone for leisure.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not 100% no, according to this.
Did you see, I want to talk about the chains.
You know what I wish would come back and stuff? Boots. Like I meant dingo boots. Todd, you ever have a pair of dingo boots?
Nope.
I bet a lot of our guys, I will say this, more than 50% of our guys, and ladies, if your guy had them, go ahead, had dingo boots at one time in their life. Dingo boots. I guarantee you, this will be over 50%. The cool guys all had dingo boots. I had dingo boots.
I'd have to see them because maybe we didn't call them.
That's like one of those things. Remember, you used to have to those brain things in like eighth grade English. John, or just, guys wore dingo boots are cool. John wore dingo boots.
Is John's cool?
Is John cool?
Logic.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, logic. In eighth grade, you had logic. That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's good.
I always liked those.
Didn't learn the metric system, but you know
logic.
No,
didn't learn the metric. And didn't learn about Celsius and Fahrenheit. Other than those two things.
Straight A's.
But I pressed you yesterday with one answer. Frankfort, the capital of Kentucky.
That was good.
That was good.
That's
a tough one. A lot of people get that one wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway.
There you go. You can't beat me on that. Do that. That'll be to give away Brewer tickets. Challenge me on state capitol.
All right.
You won't we'll do that.
That's it. No. You ask me and see how I do.
We're going to give you a second chance.
And I know the right
host.
Answer. Yeah. You're going to be the host.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be the host. This one I'll get.
Because people say you're the worst host
I know.
Ever yesterday. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Thursday morning, starting to snow here in Green Bay, and it's just wet and kind of icky. That's about the only way to put it, you know. Trying to get a hold of Rob Zerjaff yesterday, the president of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And then I saw the news this morning from one of the stations there who were there yesterday. And man, that stadium was just, they're supposed to have a big event yesterday, and it was just loaded with snow. Mm. I mean, just crazy. And you know, it's so funny, or not funny, but I bet, in fact, where did I read it? About all the different places, like their two best players are from like Valenzuela, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, you know what I mean?
Like, those guys are like, what?
And I remember going down there for some of those early season games, and those poor guys, they would have like three towels around their heads sitting in the dugouts. They've just never experienced anything like that.
And they just don't get used to it.
Like, you don't get used to it.
They complain.
You don't get used to it.
Son-in-law like that.
Yeah, you just don't get used to it.
Columbia.
It's a lot harder. You know, I lived in Arizona for 6 years, lived out west, and then I moved back to Michigan, and it took me like a year to get acclimated. The cold is, people don't realize cold is something special that if you're not used to it, it's amazing.
But if you're used to it, it's just not a thing. It's like,
exactly.
That's what I mean. It's like, quit your complaining.
I agree, totally. But even like, you see Deion Sanders, he was talking about how his son, who's he thinks is going to be the number one player drafted next year, which is crock. But he said they're going to determine where they play. They're not going to play in any cold weather. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Got another texter. How about quad suits with two coordinating vests and pants, solid and plaid vests, mix and match with a suit jacket? Yes.
Super cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
No, he was, or she, yeah.
Todd, your thing's not working. Because for the dingo boots, it's working. Says 100% too.
It's working. Yep.
No dingo boots and guys in leisure
suits.
Was I the
only cool guy?
Yeah, see, that's the problem with you guys.
I got dingo boots. What made them dingo boots, though? They just like look like cowboy boots.
Is that the brand?
No, it's Dingo was the brand.
It was the brand. So
yeah, and they kind of have the buckle on the side.
Okay.
Remember?
That's kind of like a rock and roll kind of boot.
Okay,
right?
I know what you're talking about. And they were like,
I know.
But they didn't, they were just, they went up like to your ankles. Is that the one?
No, they went higher. They went all the way up.
Oh, they went all the way up.
Can you look up? Look up, trying to find a picture of Joe Namath dingo boots.
Okay.
Joe Namath dingo boots. Trust me on this. They look really good. And by the way, Tammy Elliott got back. Remember we talked to her in a little bit?
Because it's
National
Hug a Newspaper Day. Hug a Newsperson Day.
Newsperson Day.
Yeah, Newsperson.
And Tammy, was your vote that you would hug?
It was.
Yes.
Yes, okay. It was. So.
Well, I think we all would.
Well, John said no.
You wouldn't hug Tammy?
He picked.
She's like my sister.
I know, but you could hug your sister. Yeah.
Right? Tammy's like my little sister. No. Here it is. Joe Namath. And I had that look. And that spot, that was me. That was me. I had that shirt, those corduroy pants, and the dingo boots.
Oh, I like those. I would wear those today.
Yes.
In fact, you know what?
What?
I've got a pair of those black ones.
Oh, bring them in. You got to wear them. Yes.
I have. When boots. But what year is that, Johnny?
About 73. 72, but 73.
Didn't boots and that Weren't they big like in the 80s with that David Whitehurst? Didn't he open up a store in the mall?
Was David Whitehurst? The old Packer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Didn't he open up a Western store in the mall? Because I went there. I got, and I still have.
David Whitehurst, the old Packer.
I think it was him that opened up.
I don't know.
He had, so I got some snake boots.
You wore snake skin boots.
And eel.
You wore, oh you wore eel I did. Cowboy boots.
Eel. They were, the were brown. The snake is like, they still, I'll bring those in.
Please
if
do.
If we have, well, let's have, you know, maybe if we have boot day or
what
something.
What size are they?
Oh, not probably eight now.
Oh.
No way you could fit them.
I would say, give them to me. I'd buy them from you.
And then I bought.
I would love to wear some snake skin boots.
And then I bought a belt that had like the.
Listen to this guy.
And it had my name, like whatever wood burned in. Or whatever that's called.
You're almost like a trucker.
I was. And then I.
It is Trucker Thursday, so we got plenty of that music coming too.
Okay, and we got some folks coming in. Now, yes on the dingo boots.
20%.
That's not that's bad. Nothing. Polls are still open.
I could find that stuff, but I do have some pretty cool boots. But I'll bring the rattlesnake in because those are the coolest.
Oh,
looking.
My God.
I remember when I was showing my kids when I put them on.
Things I never knew about the former mayor.
Well, that was back
he wore rattlesnake
Johnny, that was in the 80s.
And had a belt with his name on it. Yeah. Did it say mayor?
No. It said Jimmy, I think. Okay. I think it went the MY on that.
And you have that too?
Oh, you got to bring
that
in.
You got to
find that.
You got to bring
it
both
in the studio.
I got to find
that. No, that's not even a question.
But
not even a question.
When I was, you know. Dad jokes, and I was showing my kids that.
Okay, no. When we have our anniversary show, you wear the snakeskins.
Yeah. All right, I'll wear them for
and
that.
The belt.
I don't think the belt fits anymore.
we'll get that upgraded.
We'll cut it in half in the back.
I think you're gonna cut my name
in
half.
We'll extend it. Oh, that's right.
Put some rope in there.
Yeah. We'll do something.
We'll see. But I still got 2 months and three months till our party.
Almost.
So
I'm up to 5 push-ups, by the way.
Okay.
Hey, nice work.
5. My goal is 20.
26.
26. Why 26?
Because that's the date. The 26th. Our 1 year anniversary is the 26th.
Okay.
You don't have 20 would be great.
Actually, you know what my real goal is? 36.
And
because that's what I do when I won the 7th grade push-ups championship. I did 36.
Oh, that sounds painful.
That sounds a lot painful.
I don't think that's a lot in 7th grade.
Oh my God.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I hated in gym?
What?
Climb that darn rope all the way to the top. I hated
that. I could never do that. I never made it to the top.
I never even tried.
Never made it to the top.
No.
a bottom struggling.
And there was like no net under your.
No.
You fall on the gym floors.
That is true. A little mat.
Just a little tiny mat.
1-inch mat.
It's like a hobo mattress they used to see.
Yeah. The wrestling mat. They'd roll that out. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy what they used to make kids do in gym class. And
but
I hate it. You know what else I was terrible at?
If you weigh 90 pounds, it's pretty easy to get up that rope.
I'll tell you something else I was so horrible at. And the gym teacher hated me.
Yeah.
You ever have that 1 year where the gym teacher just hates you?
Every year.
I did.
Yep. Every year.
Boobsy Marietti hated me.
Yeah.
And I could not do the trampoline things. Could you?
Could you have that?
I was okay on the trampoline.
I could see you being that way. You're a little bit more something. But you ever have that where it's like you jump. You jump, and then you got to stick your and like sit and hit your butt and your hands at the same time and spring straight right back up.
We didn't have that.
You didn't have that?
Yeah. No.
We didn't have that.
I mean, I've been on a
trampoline.
No, we didn't.
How did you not have trampoline in gym class?
I don't remember a trampoline in gym class. I don't think
you're
we
the
did.
Only I would, person I know that didn't have trampoline in gym class.
I'd have to look back.
People, quick poll. Did you have a trampoline in gym class? Yes or no? I want to know this. Everybody had trampoline.
What grade?
6th, 7th?
No.
Really?
I don't remember that. Maybe I'll text my brother and see. I don't remember that, John. Because I like trampolines. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we had that.
The mayoral trampoline.
Right?
Yeah.
We did not have that, I don't think. So anyway, all right. So we got to give away some tickets. We'll do that when we get back, right?
Yes, we will.
And the way you're going to win tickets.
Yes, we need 2 contestants. Right, Todd?
Yep.
All right.
You call in, and I'm going to give Johnny states, and he's going to name the capital.
And I'm playing for each one of you, so we're playing for 2 different people.
Right.
For tickets to the Brewers game for Sunday against Seattle.
Okay.
What's on? Tammy Ellis coming up. Eric Brunrich coming up. Babs Smith coming up. Amy and Pat coming up. A lot of people coming up. Stay with us. Back up. They ask her when daddy's coming home.
Daddy drives an 18-wheeler. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.